Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to continue in the fifth parak of Maseches Yoma, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Dalet, and Hey. Yeah, so Mishnah Dalet is a long one, but let's pick it up. So when the Kohen Gadol put the kli down on the golden stand in the Heichal, so the Kohen Gadol went out to the Azara, where he did the Avoda of the Seir, and that had been, you know, that they had previously done the lottery on, that was meant to not be brought la'azazel, but it was going to be brought as a chata. So hevilo asasayir, they brought him the goat from Sharni Kanor to the place between the mizbeach and the ulam. Shchato v'kibel b'mizrak estama, and he shechted it and he caught the dam in a bowl. Nichnas amakom shenichnas v'amakom shaman, and then he went right back into the kodesh hakadoshim, stood once again right between the two batei ha'aron. V'yizu bimenu achas amayla v'shav l'mata, and once again with this blood now he sprinkled one time upwards and seven times downward in downward motion. He wasn't trying to hit the kaporis on top of the aron in any which way, but rather was like someone whipping somebody else, just like we had in the previous Mishnah, where the first time upward was more distant from himself, and then the seven times in the downward motion were progressively closer to himself. And he would count. And then he left the Kodesh HaKadoshim and he put that cup of blood as well on a second golden stand that was in the Heichal. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lo hasham el kanecha bilvad. No, there wasn't a second golden stand. There was only one golden stand. Natal dama parvi niach dama sayer. So in order to make room for the dama sayer to go there, they had to take away the dama par. And then he sprinkled some of the blood of the par toward the paroches that's across from the aron, but from the outside, meaning standing not inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but from the outside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And once again, achas lemaila v'sheva lemata, v'lo yimiskav lahazos lo lemala v'lo lemata. He wasn't trying to hit the curtain with the blood, elikamatzlev, but you know, in that direction, like whipping, like we said before. Kach hayimonen, he would count once again. Achas, achas, yachas, achas v'shaim, achas v'sholosh, achas v'yarba, achas v'chamish, achas v'sheish, achas v'sheva. And then after he sprinkled the dam hapar, he took the dam hasayir again and he put down the dam hapar. And once again he sprinkled with that blood on the paroches from the outside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And once again, one time upward, seven times downward. He wasn't trying to hit the paroches. And once again, he would count the same way. Achas, achas, yachas, achas, shayim, achas, sholosh, achas, yarba, achas, v'chamesh, achas, v'sheish, achas, v'sheva. Eira dam hapar l'toch dam hasayir. Once he did all of those sprinklings of the dam hapar independently and the dam hasayir independently, he mixed them both together. V'nasan asamale barekan, and he put the now full kli of dam inside the empty kli, which was empty because he had mixed the two of them together. So each, the dam hapar and the dam asayir, each respectively, were sprinkled one time up, seven times down in two locations. They were both sprinkled independently in the Kodesh HaKadoshim between the Badei Ha'aron as well as from the Kodesh side toward the Paroches. And then he would mix them together. So now Mishnah tells us what happens next. He then goes out to the Mizbeach that's in front of Hashem, meaning he takes some of the blood of the par and some of the blood of the sa'ir, and he puts it on the corners of the Mizbeach all around. Zem Mizbeach Hazav, that's referring to that pasuk is talking about the Mizbeach Hazav, meaning it's in the Heichal. Hischil Mechati V'yorid, and he began to be Mechati, means to purify, meaning he would put the blood on the Mizbeach, and that's considered a purification of the Mizbeach on some level, and he would smear a line of blood on each of the corners in a downward motion with his finger. Mehechan u'maskil, where did he start with? Which corner did he start with the blood first? Mikaren mizrachis tzfonis, from the northeastern corner, and then tzfonis maravis, and then the northwestern corner, then maravis dromis, then the southwestern corner, and then dromis mizrachis, and then the southeastern corner. So that was not only for the blood of the par and the blood of the sa'ir, but for the other chatos apnimios also, they were doing that order. So the last corner for all of those karbanos was the southeastern corner. So the Mishnah says, oh, so what do you see from here? Makom shuhu maschil b'chatas al mizbeach hachitzon, misham hayagomer al mizbeach apnimi. The very place on the mizbeach hachitzon where you started placing blood for a chatas hachitzon, meaning the southeast corner, is the very place on the inner mizbeach where one finished placing the blood, where it was the last corner to place the blood. Now, according to the Tanakhama of this Mishnah, the Kohen Gadol walked around the mizbeach from corner to corner as he was putting the blood on each corner of the mizbeach in a downward motion. But the next time it says, no, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, b'mekomo he'omein mechate. He didn't move. He kept his feet planted where they were. Val kula nayinose milamata lamala chutz mizu shoysa lefanav. And they were all in an upward motion, except for the corner that was closest to him, the corner that was closest to him, he did milamayla lamata. He did from the upward to from top in a downward motion. So to review what we learned today, we learned Mishnah is Dalet and Hey. In Mishnah Dalet, we learned how we brought the Dam of the Sa'ir. Meaning they brought him the sa'ir, they shechted it, and he was mekabel the dam, and he went back to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he sprinkled the achas, yachas, etc. between the badei ha'aron, then he came out and he put the dam ha'sa'ir on its own separate stand and brought back and took the dam ha'par from the other stand. Rabbi Yehuda says no, there were no two stands. He just replaced the dam ha'par with the dam ha'sa'ir, and then he came with the Dam HaPar back into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and again did the Achas, V'Shalosh, etc. And then he did the sprinkling of each the Dam HaPar and the Dam HaSa'ir from the Kodesh side of the Paroches toward the Paroches again with Achas, V'Achas, one time up, seven times down with each of them. And then finally he mixed the Dam HaPar with the Dam HaSa'ir. And then Mishnah, we said, he went out to the Mizbeach, which is the Mizbeach HaZahav, not the Mizbeach HaChitzon, and he smeared the blood on all four corners of the Mizbeach, starting from the northeastern corner, ending with the southeastern corner, which means the very same place that he started with the Chatos blood on the Mizbeach HaChitzon is the very place he would finish in the Mizbeach HaPnimi. But Rabbi Eliezer says he did not actually walk around the Mizbeach. He kept his feet planted in one place and just reached over and put the dam on all four sides of the Mizbeach, and most of it was done in an upward motion. It was only the corner that was right next to where he was standing that he did it in a downward motion. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Perakei, Mishnah Vav.